We're doing Netivot Shalom on Parshat Terumah. The topic is, V'dibarti itcha, I will speak to you, Ma'al HaKaporet, from on top of the Kapores, Mi'ben Shnei HaKeruvim, from between the two Keruvim angels. So there were these figures of angels, boy and a girl, made of solid gold, on top of the Aron, and Hashem spoke from between them. V'ayu HaKeruvim Porosei Chanafayim Lemala. The Torah describes these Keruvim would spread their wings upward. Sochachim B'chanfeim Ma'al HaKaporet. Their wings would make a canopy over the kaporet, ufnehem ishel achiv. Yet the kruvim would face one another. And Hashem says, "V'na'ati lecha sham v'dibarti itcha ma'al hakaporet mi'ben shnei kruvim." I will set my place to appear as there. That will be my place. And I will speak to you from on top the kaporet, from between the two kruvim, asher al aron ha'idut, et kol asher tzaveh utcha el b'nei Yisrael. From between those two kruvim that sit atop the Aron of testimony, I will speak to you through them, from between them, all that I command you unto Israel. Kedushat haKruvim hi haKedusha haGevuha biYoter. The holiness of the Kruvim is the highest level of holiness. Keomro v'nati lecha sham. Hashem says, I will appear there. Shemiben shnei haKruvim hayotzei dvar Hashem liYisrael. It was between these two Kruvim, was from between them, that Hashem's word came out to Israel. Just as every vessel in the temple had a purpose, that's what it was used for. Hare mashma'ut ha-pasuki, the pasuk seems to indicate shayiud shel ha-kruvim hu, that the purpose of these kruvim angels was shemisham haya yotze dvar Hashem el klal Yisrael. What's the purpose? What are these vessels used for? Well, these kruvim angels, their purpose is for Hashem to speak from between them. ולכאורה היה ראוי שדבר השם יצא מתוך ארון העדות, שהוא הדבר הקדוש ביותר. If you'd ask me, then shouldn't Hashem speak from the Aron? Isn't it the Ark that's the holiest? In the Ark you have the tablets, in the Ark you have a Torah. Shouldn't it be from within the Ark? Why is it that Hashem's voice comes out from between the two angels? ומשמע שמעל הכפורת מבין שני הקרובים היה המקום המקודש ביותר. And yet it would seem that the holiest place was not the ark itself, but rather on top of the ark, from between the two kruvim. Shekodesh hakodeshim nitkadesh mitoch hamikdash bekdusha yitera, uvo atzmo nityached mekom zeh ben hakruvim legilui hashchina. If you work your way up in the temple, so you reach the holy, and then the holy of holies, and then what's the holiest point in the holy of holies? Between the two kruvim, it would seem, because that's where Hashem appears. So that's point number one. He says we have to look into that. Point number two. עוד מצינו בחזל בעניין המדרגה המיוחדת של קדושת הקרובים. We find in Chazal with regard to the extraordinary holiness of these two Kruvim, שאמרו our sages say, fantastic miracle used to go on in the Holy of Holies. בזמן שישראל עושינו צונו של מקום, when Israel was doing the will of Hashem, היו הקרובים מורים זה וזה. So the Kruvim would unite like a husband and wife. ובזמן שאין ישראל עושינו צונו של מקום, and when they weren't, when Am Yisrael was not up to par, when we weren't doing the mitzvos, the Gemara says, Pneim labayit, the Kruvim would face the other way. So you have these two solid gold figurines. When we're doing what we're supposed to do, they unite together, and when not, they turn away from one another. Shebinyan ze, hayta hanaga bebet hamikdash, hanege shel mala min hateva. Hanaga shel mala min hateva. This is how the temple ran. It wasn't natural. It wasn't a computer. It wasn't a doll. It was solid gold. And this is how it worked. שכולם ראו איך שהטבע משתנה, שחומר דומם יש בו חיות. Everyone saw this twist in nature, that suddenly something that should have been an inanimate object, a piece of gold, suddenly it takes on life. It shifts. פעמים שפניהם משל אחיו, sometimes these figurines would face one another, פעמים פניהם לבית, and sometimes they turn around and face the rest of the Kodesh HaKodashim. לגלות אם ישראל עושים רצונו של מקום עם לב. So they would be there to reveal, are we doing Hashem's will or not? וכמה אמר חזל, as our sages taught, בשעה שהיו ישראל עונים לרגל. The Talmud tells us another fascinating thing. Ordinarily, the Holy of Holies, no one walks in there other than the highest person of Israel, the holiest person of Israel, the Kohen Gadol, on the holiest day of the year, on Yom Kippur, and even then, for specific intervals to do specific acts. And yet, the Talmud tells us an interesting point. When Israel would ascend on the holiday, Sukkot, Shavuot, Pesach, right? The three regalim. Megalim nehem et haparochet. The custom was, they'd roll up the paroches, they'd roll up that curtain which was in between the holy and holy of holies, umarin len takuvin shayu murin ze baze, and they'd show them the kruvim that were interlocked intimately, vomrim lahem, and they tell the people, ra'uchi batchem lifnei hamakom, look at how much God loves you. So all year long no one sets foot in there. One day a year the kohen gadol goes in, and yet all of Israel gets to peek inside and see, look at how God loves you.
But when do they peek inside?
On the regal. The Gemara says on the holidays, they'd roll up the curtain and show him. So if they want to show us Hashem's love for us, why does it have to be with these figures of solid gold that are solidly attached to the gold base?
Because
they're made of one chunk.
These are all material things.
That's what he's saying. Look at the material things take on life.
Because
they're moving. That's he calls that taking on life.
Odita
Bazor Kadosh. Furthermore, it says in the Holy Zohar, Ala Pasuk Vayu Akruvim Poseich Nafayim Lemala, the verse says, the Kruvim had their wings spread up above. Gimil Zimnin Biyoma Itrichash Nisa Begatfayu. The Zohar says, three times a day, a miracle would happen with the wings, these gold wings of these gold angels. They represented angels, right? They were hammered out. Beshaita dit gali alayu kedusha de malka inon migalmayu salkin gadfayu. When the holiness of the king would appear upon them, they would voluntarily raise their wings, ufalsin lon mechafu al kapurta, and they'd spread them down over the kapuris. So the wings of the kruvim would flap up and down, and then they would sing out a song as the Shekhinah appeared. Three times a day, the Zohar says, this happened. So what's going on here? Oh, you chose an interesting topic. V'ha'inyan. So the idea over here, al pi madita bezor hakadosh, can be understood based on what it says elsewhere in the Holy Zohar. Gimel dargin inun, there are three levels. Mitkashrin da beda, they're connected one to the other. What are the three levels in the world? Kudshabrichu, Hashem, Oraita, the Torah, v'Yisrael. Three forces in the world: Hashem, Torah, Israel. Kuluchad. And they're all one. Ve'ita b'sfarim ha'kdoshim, de'otei ha'rishona b'shem ha'vaya, hi k'neged ha'kudsh ha'brichu. Ve'ei ha'chona, k'neged Yisrael. Ve'ot vav she'be'emtza hi ha'torah. She'i bevchinat vav ha'chibur, ha'mchaber et kudsh ha'brichu v'Yisrael liyot kuluchad. So the holy works tell us that when you take Hashem's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, right? So the two heys, the first hey, so Yud, Hei, right? That hey represents Hashem. The last hey represents Israel. What's in the middle of Vav? Vav is a letter that connects, right? In Hebrew, Vav is called Vav HaChibur. That's the Torah. The Torah connects Hashem with Israel. Torah is what Hashem, it's the connector between us.
I don't see why the Hebrew represents Israel. The form or the...
I have no idea. I don't either see.
No, okay.
Is it above the middle letter in the book Torah?
Yeah.
I think I heard something.
Right?
True.
People do that, they count every letter and see what the median is.
Someone did it. ובחינה זו של ייחוד קודש הבריחו וישראל לידי התורה הייתה בקודש הקודשים. So now he's taking us to a concept which he represents in Hasidic form, but the concept really appears in the Lithuanian works as well, and it appears in Misnagdish works as well. And if you read the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Torah, you see this concept. It's very, very clear. The Beit HaMikdash is the ultimate connector. The Beit HaMikdash connects us with Hashem. We pray. We always face towards Jerusalem, towards the Beit HaMikdash. So that's the place through which all our prayers go up. So that's the connector from us up to Hashem. It is also where the high court used to sit. Meaning, if there was ever a question, what does the Torah mean? All the questions ultimately ended up in the Beit HaMikdash. What did you have in the Holy of Holies of the Beit HaMikdash? You have an ark with the commandments, with the Sefer Torah.
The tablets are there?
Correct. So, the Holy of Holies is where Hashem's voice emanated from and prophets received their prophecy. So you have both our connection to Hashem, our prayers upward. You have the altar there where we bring sacrifices. It's the connector from us going up. It is also the connector from Hashem coming back towards us. Hashem's voice emanates from there. The Torah comes out of there. You have the tablets at the Holy of Holies. You have the high court sitting there. That's the high court of Israel is up there. So it's both ways. It's the connector, us vis-a-vis Hashem, Hashem vis-a-vis us. Right? Our prayer and Hashem's Torah. So he says, this idea of Am Yisrael's unity with Hashem, that we unite through the Torah, that idea is represented in the Holy of Holies through the two kruvim. This also says in many places. The two kruvim are there to really represent why are they in the shape of two children, a boy and a girl. They're there to represent Am Yisrael and Hashem. Hashem is like the boy and we're like the girl. We're like Hashem's kala. And when we do Hashem's will, as a kruvim murin zebaze, that's when the kruvim unite. Because the idea of the unity between us and Hashem is the idea of mashpia and mekabel. Meaning, there's one who has what to impart, and then there's another one who's ready to receive it. It's Hashem has a lot to direct us, to guide us, to give us, and we're ready to receive and to be guided. What's the connection between the two kruvim? They're connected on bottom with the ark. Look at that. We always thought the essence is the ark. And the kruvim are an ornament on top. No, he says, the kruvim are the essence. And the ark on bottom is the connector to the kruvim. I could add to this a point that Rav Shlomo Fisher says. He says a beautiful idea to illustrate this concept. He also developed a similar thought from Harnov. He said, you have the ark. On the outside, it's gold. On the inside, it's gold. Yeah, right? You have external layer of gold, internal layer of gold. Or like Rashi writes, you have like an external box of solid gold, an internal box of solid gold. But the middle layer is made of wood. So it's wood, on the inside gold, on the outside gold. So what could be seen from the wood? Well, if you lifted the kapores with the kruvim attached, if you lifted that solid gold lid, then what you'd see is on the rim, you'd see that middle layer of wood, right? So where was the kapores placed on? The kapores, that slab of gold with the kruvim coming out of it, that was placed on the wood. Meaning there's the inner smaller box, there's the outer box of gold, which has a lip that rises above the kapores, so you gotta lift the kapores, take off that like cover made of solid gold with the kruvim coming out of it, and then you see the wood, that's really what the kaporis was placed on. So Shlomo Fisher said, that's to teach us something. That the Torah, everything that's under there, inside the Aron, is all supportive of the idea like he's saying here. The kruvim, which are the connector, the Shechina that comes from between the kruvim. How do you illustrate that? On the one end, it's the Holy Holy, so everything has to be gold. The best way to illustrate it is, if the box, when you lift off the kruvim, it looks like a crate. You see that it's placed on wood. So on the one end, externally, you see gold. But if you lift the kruvim, you see that the thing beneath it is but a crate. It's really a box of wood. Yeah, it's very nice wood. It's coated here, it's coated there. But really, it's there to support the upper, the kruvim up on top. Back to the Nativot Shalom. The idea is that the wood is supporting the gold. If you would just see gold, if it was solid gold, so you'd say, okay, this is important and that's important. It's not that one is supporting the other. But if when you reveal it, you suddenly realize this is wood. So you realize this is tertiary. This isn't really the essence. This is the supportive one to the one on top. On the surface, you'd think the essence is what's in the box. Comes the Torah and tells you, make it in a way that behind the scenes, you can see that what's in the box is like the battery that's supporting what's above, which is his idea. That the Torah that's inside the box, inside the ark, that's made of gold on the outside and gold on the inside, but at the end of the day, the Torah is a way of connecting between us and Hashem. The essence is that connection that's on top, the two kruvim connecting. And the Torah is the instrument that's used to connect us. What do you mean by that?
Well, because it's made out of wood, right? And Torah is considered its kind.
I hear. והחיבור בין הכרובים היה ארון העדות, דאורייתא היה מחבר את קודשו ברוך הוא בישראל. ועל פי זה מתבאר לשון הפסוק. So now the pasuk makes sense. What does the pasuk say? ודיברתי איתך, השם says, I will speak to you, I will communicate with you, מבין שני הכרובים, from between the two כרובים. אשר על ארון העדות. The כרובים that are on top of the ארון. שלכאורה מיותר הוא מאשר על ארון העדות. At first glance, that descriptory term, they're on top of the Aron, is superfluous. What's it there for? The Torah described earlier where the Kruvim are, that they're on top of the Aron. But what the Torah is stressing is that which Hashem appears to us between the Kruvim is specifically, it's contingent on that testimony, that ark. What's in the ark? Meaning the Torah. Because the Torah is what connects us to Hashem. ומרומז בזה שרק בכוח התורה יכול יהודי להיות קשור לשם יתברך ודבוק פה יתברך. And here the Torah is alluding to a very important point. The Torah is telling you, you want to connect to Hashem? You want to know how to connect to Hashem? Well, the only way to really connect is through the Torah. The Torah is the instrument that was given to us to connect. וזוהי כל תכלית של ועשורי מקדש ושכנתי בתוכם. And that was the essence. Hashem says, make for me a mikdash, make for me a holy place, and I will rest in your midst. שבית המקדש יקשר ויאחד את גימל הדרגין, כותשבריך הוא ראיתה וישראל. The point of the temple, like we said, is the great unifier. Hashem and Israel are united through the Torah in the temple. וזה נתקיים בקודש הקודשים, and this was really fulfilled in the Holy of Holies, בין הקרובים, between the two קרובים, שהיה המקום הקדוש ביותר בבית המקדש. Now we understand. We said that's the holiest point, right? Because that's the point of connection. ששם היה ייחוד קודשו בריחו וישראל, על ידי הקרובים והארון העדות שכולו חד. That's where you have all three fusing together. We said Hashem appears there. Am Yisrael is represented there by the קרובים. And the ark beneath is the Torah. ועל כן, גדולה כל כך קדושת הקרובים. And that's why the קרובים are so holy. כיוון שהם מורים על איחוד קודשו בריחו וישראל. The two kruvim joining together, they attest to the unity of Hashem with Israel. ולכן האות, אם ישראל עושים רצונו של מקום עם נב, היה על ידי שני הקרובים. And that's why those two kruvim were chosen to represent that. Because if that's where Hashem appears, if that's the point of connection, so then they should represent the connection. כי הקשר ביניהם היה מורה על הקשר בין קודשו בריחו וישראל. Their connection, when the Kruvim fused, was representative of the connection of Hashem in Israel. When Israel do the will of Hashem, so then the Kruvim face one another. Suddenly they interlock, and that's indicative of the great love that exists between Hashem and Israel. And the opposite, when we did not do the will of Hashem, אזי פניהם לבית, then they don't face one another. ומבואם נמי מה שנאמר ונועתי לך שם. And now we could also understand, Hashem says, I'll appear over there. ודיברתי איתך, I will speak to you, מעל הכפורת מבין שני הקרובים, from atop the kapores between the two קרובים, את כל הצווה אותך על בני ישראל, that which I command you to Israel, שמשם היה יוצא דבר השם לישראל, that's where Hashem spoke to all of Israel, Hashem's message for Israel came from there, כי שם מקום הידבקות בין הקדוש ברוך הוא וישראל, because that was the point of connection between Hashem and all of Israel. So, we learned point number one. The Kruvim are the point of connection. The Kruvim are the point of the Holy of Holies where Hashem appears. The Kruvim represent the connection of Hashem with Israel, and the Kruvim are miraculous in that suddenly they can talk. They could move, they could flap their wings, and the Kruvim are the ones through which Hashem appears, because the Kruvim represent that connection of Hashem and Israel through the Torah. He's going to develop this thought further, that there are three types of love. There's the love of Hashem, the love of the Torah, the love of Israel, and those three are to be united, and there's much more. But
does it explain why they're angels specifically?
Maybe. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, on Wednesday. We'll move forward.